Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
As you can see, Brother Moore is still not here. So, he started out a series on judging. Yes. We're excited about it too. Yes, yes, yes. And then I taught last week on judging. And so this week, I want to continue on that, but maybe in a little different vein. I want to help you to see how not to judge. Because I don't even want to see a show of hands of how many failed on their homework this week and actually wound up judging somebody, and how hard it actually was that when you walked out the door that the devil didn't just throw something at you to criticize or condemn or to judge somebody the minute you walked out the door. Because I know the devil. So this morning I want to talk about how we cannot judge people, how we have the ability to not have to do that. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you can tell it or not, but I am so excited this morning about what I get to share. And I can hardly wait to get to the last page of my notes. So just hang on with me and be believing with me so maybe we can get there really quick, okay? And again, don't think you know this stuff, because I think I'll share some things with you that you'll realize, well, maybe I, you know, anyway. All right, so let's turn, if you would, to John 3:1 in the King James. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. Let me stop there and just interject this. Do you know if you're living for the Lord properly, you won't have to hunt people down. People will hunt you down. It's happened in my life. People that work for me, people you see on the street, people you do business with. If you're living right for the Lord and being the example you're supposed to be, you don't have to hunt people down to witness to them. They'll hunt you down. So the man, the same, came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that's come from God, for no man can do these miracles except thou doest, except God be with him. I got distracted reading that because I thought somebody just thought we're not supposed to witness. You know, you have thoughts going on in your head while you're doing other things. No, I didn't say you couldn't witness. I just said you didn't have to be a witness all the time, that you would be a witness by your example.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
All right. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born again when he's old? How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So the first way that you're able to combat the devil in judging, that's just one thing that we're talking about, or lying, or stealing, or porn, or hating, or being mean, or being full of lust, or being full of covetousness, or any of these things, the very first thing that you have to do is what?
Be born again.
Be born again. That's the first thing. In order to overcome any of those areas, you have to be born again. You can fight it with your flesh. How many of you know your flesh is mean? Right. But the very first thing is you have to be born again. And it doesn't matter. You've all heard these things, but listen carefully. It doesn't matter how educated you are, how smart you are, how much money you have, how many times you've been to church, how many people you've hung around that knows the Bible. It doesn't matter any of those things. The only thing that matters is that you be born again. Do you understand that? Okay, let's keep reading. Another statement. Let me read you this statement. If a man is ever born again, he has to be born again by someone paying the penalty for his sins. Do you understand that? It has to be someone that paid a price for your sins. That's why all these other denominations that you hear about, did they pay a price for those people's sins? Did someone come and die for them and go to hell for them?
No.
That's the very best thing that you can help people with. Who paid the price for you?
Yeah.
If somebody's questioning you about another denomination or something else, who went to hell for you?
Yeah.
Who did that for you?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? If somebody's trying to convince you about a different religion or about something else, just look them square in the eye and say, huh, well, who went to hell for you?
Yeah.
I'm clear on who went to hell for me.
Woo!
Yes.
Are you clear on who went to hell for you? Okay. Jesus made these next statements exact in red. They're in your Bible in red. You don't have to look them up. I'm just going to read them real quickly so we can proceed on. I'm just trying to lay you a foundation here so you see where we're going. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That was one of them. That was John 3 we just read. Except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's John 3, 5. These are all in red. Except a man be converted and become as a little child, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's Matthew 18, 3. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That's Luke 13. Now understand this. I grew up and went to church every weekend. Sometimes we went on Saturday night, sometimes we went on Sunday. The new birth is not confirmation. It's not whatever religion that you are. It's not doing good deeds. It's not coming to church. It's not being real moral. It's not reading your Bible. It's not saying nice things to people. It's not giving in the offering. It's not even, thank you, Lord, it's not even someone labeling you a saint.
That's right.
Do you know that? You could be saint such and such and still go to hell.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Being born again is about you having a personal relationship, confessing Jesus as your Lord, and then having a personal relationship with Him.
Amen.
Not through your husband, not through your pastor, not through your brother, not through your sister, but that you know, not through the priest. Because we used to think that you had to do your confessions through the priest. Anything that you needed to know, you'd go to the priest. And now in our denomination, it's not necessarily the priest, but people want to go to the prophet to get the answers. But did you know in the New Testament, that's unscriptural for people to just go to the prophet to get answers? In the New Testament, we're supposed to just go to our direct line to the Lord. We don't have to seek answers through prophets. We don't have to seek answers through men, through priests. We don't have to seek answers through anyone. And if some prophet has prophesied to you that you're supposed to do this or you're supposed to do that, and it didn't line up with the Word, and it didn't line up with what you had inside of you, you need to throw it in the trash. Because people's lives have been totally ruined by people's so-called prophets and prophetesses saying things to them that was no more God than I'm a brain surgeon. And I ain't no brain surgeon. But you understand that? Being born again gives you the right just to talk directly to your Father, and you don't need anybody in between you and Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Not the prophet, not the priest, not anybody.
That's true.
You understand that, right?
Yeah.
If any prophet or anybody ever gave you anything that was good in your life, it's because they got it from God.
Amen.
And you know you can just step right around that person. And go to God directly for yourself?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Brother Hagin used to say it like this, and I've gotten off on this, and it's not in my notes at all. But evidently we need to hear it.
Come on.
Brother Hagin used to tell us, sometimes when people get prophesied to, it's been because the Lord's been trying to tell them himself year after year after year after year after year, and they wouldn't listen to him, so he had to slap them around a little bit and say, get this, get this, get this. Trying to save them. He used to tell us that all the time. How many of you ever heard him say that? It's a fact. He used to say it all the time. So anyway, those are statements of Jesus. But the new birth, being born again, has major benefits. And that's some of the things that I want to get into this morning. The Amplified says in Romans 6, 4, and 5, we were buried. Anybody in here buried? You don't look like you're in a grave. Buried, therefore, with him by baptism. Say, we were buried by baptism. Into death. So that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so too we, it says habitually, but I think continually would be a word that we would understand better. So too we continually will live and behave in the newness of life. So when you were baptized, your old man died and your new man is who you should be. For, verse 5, if we have become one with him, we have become one with him by sharing a death like this. For we shall also be one with him in sharing his resurrection by a new life for God. Hallelujah. That's one of our benefits. The old man died and the new man's living. I'm going to get into that with a lot more detail in just a few minutes, and I think you'll understand it better. But another benefit we have, and I'm not going to get into all of them, is Galatians 3:13. How many of you already know what that says? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through
faith.
Through faith. Everything we do has to be through faith. Your new birth had to be through faith. Your baptism had to be through faith. Your receiving the blessing of Abraham has to be through faith.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.